So I've been thinking for about an hour about whether or not I wanted to do a podcast tonight on this accident with Britt Reed, Chiefs defensive coach, the son of Andy Reed, because I hate to do things too quickly, because I don't want to misspeak in any fashion, any way, really, and I think that's very important. But mostly I am thinking and praying about the five-year-old that is in life-threatening condition at a hospital in Kansas City, Missouri, that was in the car that Britt Reed struck, according to the search warrant and documents that I've obtained on Thursday night. And I pray for that young child more than anything else. As many of you know, I know a great deal about the Reed brothers, Andy's sons, and what transpired. And I know what happened when I briefly, very briefly, spoke about them on the radio. And there's something at the very end of the search warrant application here that is applicable to that, that is, I think you'll find very interesting. But mostly this is just a continuation of a tragic family and orchestrated, and that's what it is. It is a media-driven and orchestrated portrayal of a family that has been described by a judge in Philadelphia as a family in crisis that has had drugs in its house, apparently, the entirety of the children's lives. Britt Reed said in 2007, and we'll get to 2007 in a moment, he told the authorities that growing up, there were drugs in the house, and he would commonplace go for vitamins or supplements or things of that nature as a middle schooler and mistake Vicodin. They were just open in a drawer and he'd take Vicodin. They both became, he and his brother became addicted. It's an unbelievable story. Both brothers were addicts. The first brother overdosed in training camp with the Philadelphia Eagles as an assistant coach for Andy Reid and died at training camp in his dorm on a drug overdose. I can't help but think, if you're listening to this podcast, you know a little bit about my background and what I have discussed with Andy Reid's hiring practices. And I think the statistics prove that if you continue to hire convicted felons, it is eventually going to bring something very bad to someone or something. And that apparently has occurred here. So here's the facts of what happened according to the search warrant from the officer in Kansas City, Missouri. On Thursday night at approximately 21:11 hours, Kansas City, Missouri police officers were dispatched. This is from the police report. This is not a news report. I've got copies of stuff here that maybe others don't. Okay, I've also got the signed search warrant by the judge that has some information on it. So I'll read to you directly from the report. This is not a news report. This is from the authorities report. At approximately 21:11 hours, Kansas City, Missouri police officers were dispatched to the area of I-435 and Eastwood Traffic Way in regards to an injury crash. When officers arrived, they located multiple vehicles that were involved in the crash. Officers located Britt Reed, middle initial E, birth date, Kansas license number, address, all those things that I will not read here, who admitted to being the driver of a white Ram Laramie bearing Missouri dealer plate, whatever. So it's a dealer plate. It's a courtesy car. When I arrived at the location, I made contact with Britt Reed and could smell a moderate amount of alcoholic beverages emanating from his person, and his eyes were bloodshot and red. When I asked if he'd been drinking, Reed advised he'd had 2 to 3 drinks. When asked if he was on prescription medication, he advised that he was on Adderall. I conducted a brief seated battery of HGN, that's a horizontal gaze test, and observed signs of impairment. Reed complained of stomach pain and was transported to a hospital that I won't name here for treatment. When arrived at the hospital, I conducted a full battery of HGN, this again is the horizontal gaze, and observed 4 clues of impairment. A computer check revealed Reed has a valid driver's license in Kansas and multiple prior DUI contacts. And this is the reason I'm doing this podcast tonight, because when I got this report and I saw that last line, multiple prior DUI contacts. I am not an expert on this. I don't know. It does not say DUI convictions. It says DUI contacts. That leads me to believe that he's been perhaps pulled over in his time with the Chiefs, that he's had an issue. Maybe the Chiefs were aware. All indications, it cannot be confirmed, all indications here would believe that he was leaving Arrowhead Stadium when this happened. Based on where it happened and where he was going, it appears that he had just left work. If Britt Reed's son, a convicted felon drug addict, drug seller, whose brother had overdosed because of addiction, was drinking at work on the premises at Arrowhead Stadium, and anybody knew about it, the Chiefs have one of the biggest lawsuits on the hands that you've ever seen. It'll be the biggest story in the NFL. A collection of Reed's blood will assist investigators in determining his level of impairment. According to the officer, property to be seized at the hospital, 4 vials of human blood. And they did that at the hospital. The warrant is signed by a judge. I have it right here in my hand. That was signed at 11:56 p.m. on Thursday night. And then the officer's return statement, when he came back, was on the 5th of February. It was stamped into criminal records at 8:45 a.m. So that is Friday morning at 8:45 a.m. And it says, blood was drawn from Britt Reed, 4 vials of human blood. It gives the date and the signature of the officer making the return. Those are the facts of what happened. We know that a 5-year-old, according to reports, a 5-year-old, there were two cars. One was stalled without gas in it. Another had come to assist, sounds like. The car was plowed into on the front left and slammed into the car in front on the rear right. And in the rear right were two kids, a 5-year-old and a 4-year-old. The 5-year-old at the time of this podcast is being treated for life-threatening injuries. Non-specific, we don't know. The 4-year-old has non-life-threatening injuries. Britt Reed was injured. The other person was apparently slightly injured involved. This is a horrific thing. And I'll save it for down the road. To go into detail about this, but I have a really ridiculous amount of emotion over this. And I have contacted some of my former business partners and people involved in what we used to do at Sports Radio 810. I've always considered myself a journalist and then an opinionist after that. Sports talk radio, an opinionist. I've said many times my last 11 days at that radio station, I broke 3 national stories. I was good at breaking stories. I liked breaking stories. I was taught in journalism school that the responsibility of a journalist is to shine light where someone else can't. Find things that are not right, find things that are bad. If you can find them, shine a light on them. Because in many cases, the authorities can't do anything about it. Things are transpiring, things are taking place, but you can't just go arrest someone. So I always prided myself on that. And for better or for worse, most of those stories through the years involved the Kansas City Chiefs. They just had more trouble, more problems. They had a lot of problems under Carl Peterson and Marty Schottenheimer. But they just have. And I don't know if it's been asked, USA Today did an expose. Is it the Hunt family? Who's responsible for this decades-long record of terrible things happening with employees of this football team? And so it was one of the things we were talking about. And I have reached out to some people, 3 in particular, that I used to work with. And I've told them that I am really disappointed in myself, even though I lost my job and it was the parting of the ways because it was a complete and utter philosophical difference. I am immensely disappointed in myself that I did not try harder to convince people that Andy Reid only hired his sons because they would have to go to federal prison if they didn't have a job and somebody wasn't watching after them. They were never qualified football coaches. Britt Reed has coached his last game. They were never qualified to do anything. I guess as a dad, he thought at least I can keep my eye on him here. Maybe that's what he was thinking. But this report by this officer that's troubling to me about Britt Reed is where it says, multiple prior DUI contacts. I don't know exactly what that is, but I'm going to find out. And if the Chiefs have known for quite some time that this is a person that has been pulled over. We know this because we saw it with Kareem Hunt we saw it last year in Cleveland. He got pulled over with an open bottle of vodka, marijuana, and smelled like booze, and the cop loved the Cleveland Browns and let him go. Just let him go. He was speeding. Let him go. Said, do better next time. So we know that celebrities catch a break sometimes. And I'm not bad-mouthing police officers. Maybe a lot of people catch breaks. I don't know. But when you pull Britt Reid over, it has to pop up somewhere that he's a convicted felon. For guns, drugs, heroin. The story from 2007 is just unbelievable to go through. This is from an ESPN Associated Press report. In 2007, a judge who sentenced Andy Reid's sons to jail likened the boy's home to a, quote, drug emporium and questioned whether his adult sons should live there given their drug problems. The judge said there isn't any structure there in that house that this court can depend upon. Talking about Andy Reid's house. I'm saying this is a family in crisis. O'Neill said the searches of the Reid's family house and vehicles found a long list of drugs, guns, and ammunition. The boys had told authorities they were both over-medicated through much of their lives, and Britt got hooked on painkillers in high school. The judge said, it sounds more or less like a drug emporium where there were drugs all over the house, and you're an addict. Britt Reid agreed and said Andy didn't know anything about it. The judge said he didn't believe that Andy and Tammy, the wife, did not know anything about their son's problems. They were running a drug ring. They lived in the fancy suburbs of Philadelphia. They drove really expensive fancy cars down into the hood in Philadelphia and got their jollies by being the drug supplier to some of the toughest, baddest people in inner city Philadelphia. And they knew, the people knew, it was Andy Reid's kids doing this. It was adrenaline. They were drug addicts and drug sellers. They were convicted and they were not sentenced to jail time because they were going to work for dad. Garrett Reid, Britt's brother, died of a drug overdose at Eagles training camp. Shortly after that, he got hooked back on drugs. They found vials of heroin and steroids, 200 pills, drug scales, all kinds of stuff with these boys. And Andy Reid lost one son to a drug overdose. That was at Eagles training camp because he was working for his dad. Britt Reid made it until 2021, until he's involved in an accident that does not look good for him at all. I will not speculate on what happens here, but the details of this are just awful. Very close proximity to Arrowhead Stadium, driving in the direction toward home, impaired, smelling of alcohol, Adderall, admittedly, hurt, went to the hospital. A five-year-old sustained life-threatening injuries, and we don't know the outcome of that for the five-year-old. I can't believe I didn't try harder after my position, after I lost my job. After we parted ways and I stopped doing my show, I cannot believe I did not try harder in light of that to say, wait a second, this is an overreaction. The Chiefs were involved. They wouldn't take my calls. Andy Reid wouldn't talk to me. I had a good relationship with Andy Reid. He would not talk to me. Mark Donovan, the president of the team, would not talk to me. Mark Donovan was calling my business partners, talking to them behind my back. Nobody would talk to me. I got one phone call returned from Ted Cruz, the PR vice president, who said he told me that apparently at some point I had promised him that I would never mention Andy Reid's sons again on my radio show. I'm like, I wouldn't promise that to anyone. I don't remember that. I guess I technically can't deny it, but you've listened to me for a long time. Do you think I would make a deal with somebody that I would never talk about? Like, okay, if I made that deal, I can't talk about this. It makes me want to text Mark Donovan and Ted Cruz and say, am I okay to talk about his sons now? But that would be extremely petty and dishonorable to a five-year-old boy that is laying in a hospital, clinging to life, that doesn't need to be in a hospital, clinging to life. I'm going to stop. I'm going to save this until there's more evidence and there's more stuff that comes in. This looks really horrible. And I know first reactions from most Chiefs fans are, oh, this is terrible timing. We got a big game Sunday. We got all this. That may be true. I suspect Andy Reid's going to the game. I think Britt Reid has coached his last game. I don't know if this affects the team or how it affects the team. I'm sorry to say that while I love football, it is such a despicable... If you watch the Al Davis 30 for 30 yet, if you have not on ESPN, go watch that, Al Davis versus the NFL. It is such a despicable, cutthroat business to win at all costs. I would not be surprised if the Chiefs somehow, internally, don't ever tell anybody this, we're going to rally for Britt. Poor Britt. We got to help Britt here. We got to go win this game for Britt. That wouldn't surprise me. It's a twisted sport. It is a twisted phenomenon inside a locker room in the NFL. It is the only thing I don't like about football. It is the only thing. And they are ruthless, and they will trample anyone in their way. And if you don't toe the line that Andy Reid is the greatest guy in the world, and he's so sweet, and he's all these things, and everything's great, and it's all unicorns and rainbows with Andy Reid, they will trample you. I know. I know how this works. I've experienced it. I experienced it with Carl Peterson. I've experienced, and I had a general manager at Channel 4 who stood by me. And again, I'll repeat this one more time. I have never said anything about the Chiefs or reported anything about the Chiefs that was inaccurate. If it was wrong, they would have sued me or made me apologize or correct or whatever. The apology that I gave in 2019 was to Andy Reid that if I personally hurt him, I am sorry. My intent was not to personally hurt him. My intent when talking about hiring felons in a business is to say, how many are too many? And should we be careful here? And are people in danger? Because at that time, there were people getting hurt, and it appeared people were in danger. And this was all brought up. I'm sick over it all. I'm seriously sick over it all. I printed out earlier this week. I keep sheets and I print things out. And I was going to put this in a podcast and I said, no, Kevin, be a bigger man. Just, but it was something that I saw and I printed and I was not going to throw away. And it's been sitting here for 3 days because Andy Reid had a news conference where all the fanboy reporters were saying, Andy Reid's this and he's always this. And you just like to keep it real. And you're just such a good guy and a good man. And Andy responded, what I do is communicate. You tell the person the truth, whether it's a positive or a negative. I think you keep an open forum. It's how you raise a child or be in a marriage or any relationship with another human being. This man, without being asked, literally brought up this week because he was being praised so much by reporters about this football team, about the way he communicates with his players. It's like, sure, well, it's how you raise a child. It's how you be in a marriage. It's how you do anything. The part of the story in 2007 is the judge saying he didn't believe Andy Reid didn't know. That's the judge. That's not me. I don't know if Andy knew there was a drug lab in his house and his boys were running a drug ring. I don't know. I know he got him off, and I know he hired him. And I know it is, no matter what, we know this. It has ended terribly for both of them. Whether or not Andy Reid could have done something better, I don't know. I'm not going to criticize him like that. I'm not going to say that. I don't know. Would they have been better off on their own? I don't know. I make decisions as a parent. My decision was not to hire my son to work with me. I didn't think it was going to be good for him. I think the best thing for him was to go out on his own. Everybody makes their own judgments on this. What we now know as a fact is after 2007, after all this came to light, after this drug emporium at Andy Reid's house and guns and heroin and syringes and painkillers and all the stuff that they were selling and doing, road rage encounters. They found in the car of Britt Reid, after a road rage, a hollowed out bullets with cocaine, marijuana, OxyContin with a shotgun, a painkiller, road rage encounter, and a handgun at the house that he brandished on another driver. This is all the evidence from this trial. It's unbelievable what was going on with these Reid boys. I guess what bothers me is he admitted to the officer, according to this report, that he was drinking. You would hope that if Britt Reid were employed by the Kansas City Chiefs, there would be no substances in his body, that he would not be on painkillers, that he would not take recreational drugs, and he would not be a drinker, that you'd be clean and rehabbed as part of your deal. That's what they told Kareem Hunt. You would think that was the deal. And it is quite possible here that not only was he drinking because he admitted it, that he was drinking at work, drinking at Arrowhead Stadium, at the practice facility, the offices. And if he was, oh my God, this lawsuit is going to be unbelievable. I'm not going to say anymore. I have so many more things in my head about this. But mostly, I'm really disappointed in myself, especially, and I was in shock after parting ways and not working anymore. I'm disappointed in myself that I've not shined the light on this more. Truly, I'm disappointed because this didn't have to happen. This shouldn't have happened. This should not have happened. All right, that's it for tonight. We'll see what happens this weekend in Super Bowl 55 now with a dark cloud hanging over with Britt Reed involved in an accident late Thursday evening, and admitting that he was drinking when he struck a car that leaves a 5-year-old boy with life-threatening conditions in the hospital.